Good evening, everyone. I too want to welcome our guests who are with us for Holy Mass on the fifth Sunday of Lent at the Cathedral. We're always honored by your being with us. As the great holy season of Lent comes to its climax, the Church gives us extraordinary sacred scripture readings for our meditation. I predict all of our efforts to live a faithful, fruitful Christian life really can be found in what we heard from the prophet Jeremiah, from the apostle Paul, the evangelist John, that are given to us on this fifth Sunday. If I were to summarize them, I think I would do it in this way. Jeremiah, we learn about the covenant. In St. Paul, we learn about the cross. St. John, we learn about service. But underneath, there's a current to that service. It's about sacrificial love. I might summarize my yearning for a long time, both just as a person, but also as a priest, because I have always delighted in the question the Greeks present to Saint Philip. Sir, we would like to see Jesus. So why did they ask that question? And where can we find him? This point in St. John's Gospel, and we've heard a good bit of it over the five weeks of the Lenten season. Jesus' reputation is now expanded and grown. Many, many, many have heard about the amazing things that he has accomplished. I knew a man that they told me he raised from the dead. We know Lazarus. I have heard that, and in the Jewish tradition and Jewish culture, if you had a particular infirmity, for example, the blindness, unable to see, it would have been understood that it was either the sin of your parents or your own personal sin that would have come to you as a sort of punishment. What I've heard about this man is he said that was not true. What I've heard is that blind man now sees. I've heard that this man will speak to Samaritans, raise and heal children. So the Greeks presented that question to St. Philip, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus," because they wanted to encounter him. They wanted to experience. Where did he get this power? Where did he get this authority? And I suspect in that group of Greeks, there were several said to themselves, "I need that healing. I need this man, whoever he is, to do this for me, to do this for a member of my family, to do this for a friend." So, like any human curiosity, I think we would want the same, that friendship and that encounter. So they wanted to go, where does he live? What does he do? What does he do day in and day out? What's important to him? Where did he get this extraordinary power? So they would, at the end, understand, I just want to talk with him. I want to spend time with him. I began to realize, like all of those who flocked to him, that they needed him. One of his very first books that I read many, many years ago, we've had the pleasure of Bishop Robert Barron's Reflections and Meditations over the season of this Lent. One of his earliest books when he was Father Barron was entitled The Strangest Way. And he describes really what the prophet and St. Paul and St. John are about this afternoon that we heard. He describes this process of getting to know Christ, knowing about him, but knowing him as walking three paths. The first path that he describes is the goal of finding the center. And it's what the prophet brings us. The center of our lives is that covenant. But the covenant has changed. It's no longer written on stone. It's written on our hearts. That indicates not only with God, but also with Christ. That covenant, that relationship is very intimate. Very personal. The center is realizing that we belong to God. We belong to Jesus Christ. They call us their own. They know us. Bishop Barron would go on in his book to say that the ancient church fathers, the early church fathers, suggested that God actually talks about us in his place in heaven with all of those that have joined him. I've always wondered and had yet another question. I wonder what in the world God is saying about me. Might want to think about that just a bit. Bishop Barron describes the second path is realizing, being transparent and truthful enough to say, yes, I am a sinner. But when we're able to do that, it brings a much deeper meaning of what's the cross all about. How my spiritual and physical infirmities are reasons enough for Jesus to patiently and willingly go there for me and for you. Bishop Barron says the third path has the goal of realizing that your life is not really about you. And in my life as a Christian and a priest, if it's to be real, then it is about that service that extends from my faith. But what is important in St. John's Gospel, that service is rooted in sacrificial love. We've heard that language. And in the Christian context, in the spiritual life, sacrificial sacrifice doesn't mean giving up something. It means giving away something. And that's what Christ did on the cross. Might have given up his life, but really he gave away so that we would have life eternal and an abundant life. I think if there is a line from the sacred scripture that deserves to be placed on your refrigerator along with probably other very important information, maybe what we heard from the prophet. This covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will place my law within them, write it upon their hearts. I will be their God. They shall be my people. All from the least to the greatest shall know me. For I will forgive their evil doing and remember their sin no more. So the hope, beauty that we will experience again in Holy Week and Easter, that if Bishop Aaron is correct, and God does talk about us in heaven with all of those who have joined him, he doesn't talk about our sin, but he talks about our goodness, our kindness, talks about the truth, goodness, with that light of Christ shining upon us. So on this fifth Sunday of Lent, let's have the same appetite, same curiosity. Sir, we would like to see Jesus. Same appetite, same thirst, not to know about him, but to know him and his friendship, whatever it is that we need, that healing, serenity, peace, someone that we know, that will be given to us through the covenant, cross, sacrificial love. So let us say, as if Philip were here with us tonight, sir, we would like to see Jesus.